Aloha kakou. Mahalo nui for listening my podcast, Hula and Talk. My name is Kawanoyan here, and all I talk on this podcast is based on something my kumo shared with me or my research. As Hawaiian didn't have written language earlier, many things still uncertain. So my podcast sometimes contain the information it's not sure. If you have better understanding or a different opinion, please send me DM by Instagram, Twitter, or comments from my website. My Instagram account is kawanoeanuhea0410. My Twitter is searchable as Kawanoe's Hula Studio. My website is kawanoeshulastudio.com without apostrophe. I would highly appreciate your opinion. Well, I'm sorry I wasn't here on the podcast for a while. It's because I had hula training in Hawaii, and my training purposes is going to receive the uniki. So I am taking the uniki on the end of May this year. So that was the reason I was gone for a while. So, since we learned all about Kamehameha, I would like to share about his name chant. It is called Heinoa no Kamehameha. So, I'd like to check the text if you would like to. I have the website, kawanoeshulastudio.com. On that site, I have all the text on it. So, if you would like to, you can download the text from there and you can check everything through the words with me. Okay, so today, let's learn his name chant. So what is the name chant? In Hawaiian, we call it Mele Inoa. So Mele Inoa means name chant that is composed in honor of a particular person. So the chief and the chiefesses, which has a high ranking, they all had a name chant. It's composed for them. That is to honor, to elevate their status, or so that all people would know their great deeds. So this particular Mele Inoa is describing the kapu of Kamehameha, and then also how great he is and how special he is. So let's check the text. Okay, so first line, O Kamehameha lani ka eu kea no kapu. So Kamehameha is his name, right? Okay, lani is... normally, it's translated as heaven or heavenly. It's because you probably heard of the Lanikai, yeah? So heavenly ocean. But in this case, it's talking about the higher ranking. So that's him as really a high ranking as heaven. Yeah. Okay, so ka eu is meaning rising or profound. Okay, ano means sacredness. And kapu is a taboo. So the total of the first line is meaning Kamehameha is the chief, for him the profound kapu. The second line, Oka haku manaba kapu ali'i ke na. So haku means load. Manaba is period of time. Kapu is the taboo. Ali'i is the king or the chief. Kena means to command or give order. So this line total means a lord indeed, a sacred chief is he. Third line, He ali'i no kamu'olani kapu'olono. So he ali'i, so ali'i is king or the chief. Noka mu'o. Mu'o means leaf bud. So that's a new leaf bud, right? Lani is higher ranking. Kapu, taboo, o lono, of lono. So lono is a god, yeah? Okay, Okay, so in this line, that is means achieved from the highest and most sacred realm of Lono. So that is talking about he is the Lono lion. Fourth line, Nona ke kapu ka vela. So Nona is his. Ke kapu, the kapu, the taboo. Ka vela, so the vela means burned or burning or fiery. So the total of this line is talking about his kapu of the burning kapu, which people are saying this kapu is from his father, his biological father, Kahekili. Fifth line, Kahahana iholo iluna ukave kiu. So hahana means heat, burning. Iholo, holo means go, to flow. Iluna, luna means high or up. Ukave kiu, vekiu means highest or top the most. So this line total means the burning kapu that reaches the very heavens. So this line is total talking about how high ranking he is. Sixth line, Lu ka olai naue ka honua. So Lu means to scatter. Olai means earthquake. Naue is shake. Ka honua, honua is the earth. So the total means the earthquakes, it is set a tremble. So because of Kamehameha's high ranking, even just call his name, the earth is tremble. That's what the meaning is. Seventh line, Oni ke kai na ue ue kamoku. So Oni means to move, wiggle. Ke kai, the kai is the ocean. Na ue ue is to cause, to sway back and forth. Kamoku, moku is the island. So the total means the sea is disturbed, the land is moved. So this is still talking about how high ranking he is, and just to call his name, the sea is disturbed and the land is moved. Eighth line, Ike ikalepa kor kalani. So ike means recognize or sometimes to see. Ikalepa, lepa means ensign or flag. Kor means warrior. Akalani, the heavenly or high ranking or the chief. So the total means, and these are the signs of a mighty warrior. Ninth, Ha'avi vale mai o kahekiri. So Ha'avi means to give or grant. Vale is sometimes used like only or very. Mai is towers to the speaker side. O kahekiri, of kahekiri. So who is the kahekiri? He is, people are talking about, it might be a biological father of Kamehameha, right? So if you hear about my stories about the Kamehamehas, then you might hear inside there. Okay, so the total of this line is talking about a gift was given by the chief Kahekili. Tenth line, Ua lilo ya kalani nui ke kui apoiva ike kapu. So ua lilo means observed in or carried. Ia kalani, so lani is higher ranking. Nui, in this case, nui is big or large or app scales. So in this case, lani nui means much higher ranking. Yeah, and then ke kui apoiva, she is the mother of Kamehameha. Yeah, then ike kapu is the kapu. So this line, before the ike kapu, the total means it was carried away by the highest chiefess Kekuia Poiva, the sacred one. So Anapuvela Makahonua Mea Heinoa, that's the 11th line. So Anapu means flashing, Vela means hot burned, Makahonua, Honua is the earth, Heinoa, Inoa is the name. So this line total is a flash of hot light over the earth is he, is his name. Yep. Because of this 10th and 11th line, I was thinking Kikuia Poiva is the one who has the burning kapu, and Kamehameha inherited that from the mother, because usually the kapu was inherited from the mother side. So people are saying Kahekili had the burning kapu, and then the burning kapu Kamehameha had was from Kahekili. I wasn't really sure about that. So either way, that's the truth, that Kamehameha had the burning kapu, but not sure that was from Kahekili or Kekuia Poiva. So the 12th line, Hei Noa no Kalani Kamehameha Kapua Li'i, and the 13th line, Hei Noa. So Hei Noa, that's the name, No Kalani, so the heavenly or the chief, Kamehameha, that's his name, Kapu Tabu Ali'i, which is a king or the chief, Hei Noa. That is his name. So the total means, we praise that a king Kamehameha, a noble chief, we praised him. Fourteenth line, Heinoa no Kamehameha. We use it as like a kahea. So Heinoa, that name, no Kamehameha.